Yoon, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well because I work in the afternoons. We have some colleagues who, no lie, get up around between 2 and 3 in the morning to arrive here and work early in the morning. Are they in some sort of danger?
Well, I think you really have to analyze the study once it's published. Of course, there are a number of factors. For those who are not used to early morning working hours, it really can create stress for the body system. There have been reports in the past stating that those for good health reasons want to get up a little early to exercise, whether to go to work early, to exercise early, or whatnot. That creates a lot of stress because when your body's clock is off, the stress hormones can be released, and that potentially can increase the risk of heart disease. One study you probably have read from UPenn has shown that those who are having sleep restriction, basically sleeping less than they're supposed to, have reduced what's called heart rate variability. Obviously, with stressful situations, your heart rate may go up, but some people have impaired responses, so their heart rates don't go up as much. And that could create a problem for the body system as well.
Doctor, how do, you know, there have been people that I know who've worked for 20 years, early morning hours, for instance, from 4 a.m. to 11:30 or 12. Does their body clock change, or are we all sort of set to a kind of 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. clock?
Yeah, I think there is a lot of variability amongst individuals. And I think we tend to gravitate towards, well, our clocks would dictate. For instance, a lot of people who are in art, music, radio, and such may work with their own clocks because when you work against your biological clock, it's so much harder. You get sleepy at the wrong time. You fall asleep at the wrong times. And so I think it's really important trying to pay attention to what your body tells you. Well, for those of us that don't have any choices about what time we work, like physicians, we have to work shifts as well.
Sure.
We definitely have to try to acclimate our clocks to the clock demands, for instance, and we have to work overnight shifts aside from caffeine, which we always abuse like the rest of you and the audience out there. There are countermeasures that we could try to use, like sunlight therapy, or in Las Vegas, you notice a lot of bright lights around the machines and such. So those can help us readjust to the clock. But I think still getting the night sleep, the average number of hours of sleep that you find the most refreshing is key.
Yeah, earplugs. I recommend earplugs. When I did mornings and had to sleep during the day, I had to wear earplugs and a mask over my face. The thing I don't recommend is sleeping pills because they really, really mess you up. Doctor, I don't know if you agree with me or not. We're almost out of time. What do you think?
I think the over-the-counter sleeping pills in general have a lot of sedation side effects. So for those of you that may be on prescribed medications, definitely consult with your physicians.
Okay, Doctor, you're great. Thank you, Dr. Ken Yoon,
sure.
Sleep specialist.
My pleasure.
At Bay Sleep Clinic.
It's 516, traffic and 2.